CJUM 101.5, campus and community radio with a great sense of urgency. Hey, hey, hey.
UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This That.
And the third.
Right on. We got Noah the End Dog Melistravage in the house.
Indeed we do.
Kyle K. Henny Henderson.
Yo, yo, yo.
And a big old box of Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, boy. We got a lot of donuts.
Not to mention the fact that you guys also brought donuts.
We brought donuts. It's been a tradition. There's been donuts flowing, and so we thought we'd get to it, and you beat us to it. You brought a dozen.
Donuts, baby.
Oh.
We also got records spinning. Another circular groovy thing.
Wonderful. Yeah, we're doing it real here. No YouTube ads here.
We're not goofing around.
No, you won't be hearing that here.
Well, maybe later.
Okay. Well,
maybe
right
later.
Right now, on this segment.
So I don't know if I brought enough records to keep us afloat for the whole show.
Yeah.
I've been really digging the dollar bins, or not necessarily dollar bins, but at record shops like End of the Music or Old Gold Vintage Vinyl or Frenchies, they have like 12-inch singles.
Oh, yeah.
And those are fun to dig through because a lot of that stuff will have different versions of a song, whether it's, you know, instrumental or a different remix or a cappella.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I found this record. What can you tell me, Kyle, about Corrupt?
I'm familiar, but I'm not a huge fan. I don't know him that well.
Okay.
But I know I've heard some tracks of him on, you know, Dr. Dre, the West Coast kind of gang.
Yeah, like he's affiliated right? with that Death Row.
Death Row. Yeah. He's been around, definitely. And he's good. He's good. Good stuff.
This is funny. It's called The Streets is a Mother.
Streets is a mother. And he's not leaving out a word. It just says the streets is a mother.
Yeah. But the acapella of this is hilarious.
Are we gonna spin that tonight?
I almost think we should listen to it later.
I think we should.
it's just funny.
That's crazy they have acapella. Like, is that common with,
yeah.
with a hip-hop thing to do an acapella one?
Well, I guess for a DJ, if you're like, you know, doing a set, you could throw other beats on it.
Of course.
Do mashups, what have you.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Speaking of which, what's going on here?
There's something going on there.
that's cool. This is Lords of the Underground.
Mm. Interesting.
I think I got this recently at Into the Music. What I'm After.
Nice. Yeah, there you go. I think I got it right on beat there. Yeah,
there it is. So the theme tonight is Don't Count on Sweet.
Don't count on Sweet.
And I also wrote Trippin'.
Trippin'.
Because that was what I was going to suggest.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm wondering if just, you know, with brute force, we can combine those two things.
For sure.
Don't count on Sweet.
Yeah.
Trippin'.
Yep. Trippin'.
Oh, yeah.
Don't trip on Sweet. Don't. No.
What, for the people out there listening, this might be hard to define.
I actually thought
what is Swee?
So Swee is kind of I think it was during the age of Adam Sandler a lot, and he would do the Swee, you know, like that's the Adam Sandler kind of thing.
Oh,
and so
I see.
I think there was some inspiration from it, and we did that, but we kind of mixed a little bit of like Tim Allen, Toolman Taylor in with it. So it's like Swee,
oh, yeah.
Right? So it's like it's got
these
the
great.
It's got the it's a mixture of Swee and you know. Isn't that a good way of describing it?
I wasn't actually expecting such a good description.
I've had a lot of time and years to think about this and where we originated
awesome.
These sounds from that we did when we were So the other day Brendan messaged me saying that he needed a little pick me up, right?
That's
he messaged
right.
me that, yeah, and you wanted a what was it, a fat lip in the key of Sweet.
Yeah.
We've done other episodes.
I had the Sum 41 riff. I woke up and I had a bunch of coffee and I just was hearing in my head, Sweet-hee-hee,
yeah, absolutely.
So I was just hoping you would send an audio recording of that.
Yeah,
but you
that's
went,
what I,
you,
I was going to at first.
And you didn't answer right away.
I did not. I started crafting.
So I was like,
I started
whatever. That was maybe dumb. I shouldn't have sent that message.
And I left you hanging a little bit, but I came back with what I hoped was to be something better, and it was me overdubbing this part of the song.
The bridge section.
Don't count on Sweet to let me know when. Yeah.
But with the video.
With the video and everything. Yeah, I used editing like on CapCut.
CapCut's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of that because I'm doing some like advertising on Instagram.
Are you paying for, or are you just using the free?
I do pay for the premium because I actually do it for a side job.
They make you end up paying, eh? It's just such
if you want to do it, especially if you want to do it professionally, like if I want to make multiple ones a week.
Yeah.
You have to. Because you can, otherwise you get maybe one a week or something like that. And
even Canva, you ever use Canva?
Yeah. That's one I've used before, too. Before I used CapCut, I used Canva.
Oh, for video stuff.
Don't they do videos?
Or you can do pictures? Videos.
Maybe I just did.
You can do all kinds of stuff with it, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, anyways, there's like the premium.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
As you're going along using the free version, there's all these little speed bumps, let's say, that you hit.
You where can't, it's like, use this feature. Can't use this feature. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly
how they get you. We're in a subscription world.
Do you have a theory?
Nothing in life comes for sweet.
Sweet.
Where does like Smiggle come in? Like, what's the explanation?
Smiggle. Well, I don't know. Like, it's. I don't know.
It's related.
I don't really know. it's just like we found out there was a company in Australia for kids called Smiggle. And that was, you know, we thought it was a funny word. Because then you'd be smiggling.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it was kind of like giggling and smiling at the same time. Wasn't that, was the definition online that we found, smiggling. You're smiling and giggling.
You're just kind of smiggling in the corner.
Yeah, you're smiggling in the corner, you know. You're giggling and smiling.
Also, I thought that one's heavily used when talking about like a cigarette.
Yeah, yeah, that was. Wasn't that from Trailer Park Boys, a smig? Or no?
Ooh.
Where was it from? I feel like it was somebody said. Did Bubbles maybe call it a smig or a smag?
I thought you made it up.
A smag. It's like a sag. It's like,
yeah. We missed last week. The week before that was Pledgerama.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't here for it, unfortunately. I was in
you
Vegas.
You were off in Vegas and Nevada.
Having a great old time there.
Yeah.
Yeah. The usual.
How many times now have you been there?
So I've lost count.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But I'm going to say that it
is. So you've been there more than 10 times?
I've been there for sure more than 10, for sure more than 20.
He's
I
been
could
there
be
for
close
days.
To 30.
Weeks. Holy crap.
Because really, I started going when I was 21. 38 now, so it's 17 years of going, and I've gone at least once a year, sometimes two times a year, three times a year. So I'm in my 20s, maybe 30.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm going back in a few weeks.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So we did really good this trip, and we like didn't lose that much money, and like only spent like a few $100 cash and a bit more on my credit card, but. But so it wasn't too expensive of a trip, and we wanted to come back for World Series of go back for World Series of Poker.
You had some good looking tacos.
Oh yeah, man. That Tacos El Gordo on
right.
this trip, legendary. Mm. And usually you have to wait in line for like we've waited in line over an hour in that place just for a few tacos.
Wow!
But there was no line when we went this time. It was good.
What kind of tacos?
I usually go with the pork, don't you know that things carnitas.
Oh yeah, that's always yeah. That's always
I think
rocking.
They've got the big spits of the meat that they shave off of it or whatever, and the carnitas always looks the best. But then they also have steak. I got a steak one this time.
That'd
really
be good.
Good.
That'd be good.
But the nothing beats. I've had most of them, and I think the steak, the pork one's just the best.
Nice.
Oh man, yeah, a lot of burgers, a lot of tacos.
Have you had Sergeant Taco in town here?
You know, it's been a while, but I have. Have you ever had it, Noel?
I think I have. Is that on Henderson?
No,
it's
that's JC's or something.
It's a food truck, right?
No. It's
thinking something else. Then.
Yeah.
No, I have. I don't think I have.
It's great. I was always about BMC, BMC.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, BMC is still way up there for me when it comes to tacos.
What's BMC?
Oh, really? You haven't been there?
I definitely haven't been to BMC. Maybe
South
Sergeant.
Osborne, like that blue building, very small, kind of near the Park Theater.
No.
Wow.
No.
We gotta go.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's not too expensive.
Like authentic Mexican tacos?
Authentic.
Love it.
Real deal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
The gals there are doing fantastic work.
Excellent. Well, we got a shout out to them.
Yep.
And he said Sergeant. Sergeant, I feel like I maybe have had. Okay. It rings a bell.
That one's pretty good.
A long time ago.
That one's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I had some good burgers down there.
What's that
there.
Device you got there? That looks like a freaking...
Almost like a cell phone or something now.
That looks like an old school cell phone.
Yeah, this is a vape. The vapes are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. They're bigger than a pack of cigarettes now, like a 20 pack of cigarettes.
I see.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, wasn't the whole thing, they seem to be getting sleeker.
But people want more. You want to be able to not buy them as often. So this one's got 60,000 puffs.
60,000 puffs?
Yeah, I don't know how they gauge that, but 60,000.
Yeah,
Whose puffs? Whose puffs? You know, yeah. Like, maybe baby's puffs, because I don't think I get 60,000 puffs out of it, but it lasts me a few weeks. God.
I think that's the coolest looking one you've had here.
Well, yeah, it lights up here.
Whoa!
Has, like, fancy lights
Holy
on it.
Holy crap!
It's a whole digital thing.
What a time to be alive.
I got one a few months ago that had a... When you smoked it, it lit up a whole galaxy. It had like a galaxy of like different stars and stuff on it.
Jeez.
Yeah. They gotta get creative.
Hey, speaking of the galaxy, what's up with the, they've released like all these, what's that all about?
I don't know. I haven't looked into it heavily yet, and I will, but something tells me that it's just bullshit. Something tells me that it's just kind of like they're not releasing all of it. They're releasing probably some grainy videos or some things that are still inconclusive. And this is just my guess. I haven't looked into it yet.
Right.
And then it's just all some big distraction from bigger things happening in the world. But I hope that something good comes out, but I don't know.
Yeah, I watched...
I don't know. What was it?
I went down a little bit of a YouTube rabbit hole.
Excellent.
Love doing it.
But yeah, all the videos are pretty what you would expect. It's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, I saw a few of them. Like, on social media, I've seen a few of them. And all of them kind of... It's cool, but it kind of just ticks me off. It's like we all have 4K, 6K phones in our pockets. But the, like, military force of America is filming with a potato? Like, what are they like? Well, you know what I mean? It's all grainy and they can't get a good shot of it. And it just looks like a star and it's kind of glowing. It's like, how do they not have HD videos?
Right.
Like, how do they at least have HD videos that are blurry? Like, why is everything blurry? Like, it seems like they're using really weird, like, the whole, I don't know. It's very strange.
I agree.
Like, where's the HD videos of these things? And I can't wait till we see them. But we're at the age now that if something came out tomorrow, everyone would just be like, it's AI. I think I mentioned that last time on the show. That everything can... You don't know what's real and what's not with AI now.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we'll ever actually know. Unless you shake an alien's hand. It could all just be...
I think if there was some really authentic stuff, though, eventually it'd be like, no, this is not AI. But I think there'd be a lot of people saying, oh, yeah, they'd be jumping on the AI thing.
Yeah, people would be denying it. Like, if something got leaked, for example, like, you know, I could see the government being like, no, this is fake. This is AI, even if it looks really real and is real.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I mean, do you remember that meteorite they found that was a piece of Mars that seemed to have fossilized bacteria that...
Whoa, no.
And then they announced that it looked like life. And then when there was more scrutiny of it, it's probably not life. It sort of happened to coincidentally sort of look like that from the right angle. There's other processes.
They silenced it. It was probably life. No. It was probably
we could take
life.
That as an example of how they probably would make an announcement before they were even sure, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Definitely not alone out there.
I do believe that there's, you know, that it happens not just on the Earth, that the molecules would kind of become whatever life is.
Yeah.
We're going to play some tunes.
Let's do it.
Sick.
Lords of the Underground, What I'm After.
Let's check it out.
Let's do it.
On wax, baby.
On Wax.
On this.
That.
And the third.
101.5.
UFM.
Stand up, Winnipeg.
Stand up.
That's what I was waiting for. All right, here we go.
Jump, hell high on the stump. up with a pump, about to dump, put her into the hunt. The streets is a motherfucker. No game, rap game, no game, back so big bone, ride bone. Stangs up as high they go. Gotta let them know. The gang making money for show. In and out those. Chrome rolling in 64. I ain't got time for none of you chickens, so move on.
Now, yeah, tell me what we doing. Dancing, dancing. I was living by the river, but I came up stream. I let off steam, and now I'm by another one. I came up out of the valley, no words for the wear, but with less to spend, brought along a friend. I can always use another one then. So on and so on, the water flows a lyrical lilt. The bridge built, they always need another one. So I pulled the cable tight, I'm able, so I turn on the mic and took a chance, I may never get another one. And so I seize the opportunity. Unity is you and me subject to scrutiny. Instead of mutiny, in many communities there isn't even a captain. So if we storm the bridge, I wonder what would happen. The need is for leadership. The ship is for leaders to lead the river, deliver the ship. If the rudder can cut through the weeds, and otherwise we're gonna run aground. Better that than we capsize. Lies give us the run around. It makes me hope we get a list of points, cause if we get to the left bank, at least there's hope for support. But 12 years to the starboard kept us 144 nautical miles away from a friendly port. A storm brews when we choose to perpetuate. Hostility is still too foggy for us to navigate. Lost at sea, flare shoot from the rifle as we sink to the bottom and begin another cycle. Back, back, back and forth, and forth and back. My simple daddy don't you know the things about cycles.
UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that,
and the third.
We've got Noah the End Dog Mellow Stravage in the house.
We certainly do.
Kyle K. Henny Henderson.
Yo, 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 yo.
I was kind of flipping these records and I had the headphones on.
Yep.
I couldn't hear a damn thing you guys were doing, and now you're standing up.
We're standing. We decided to stand up.
Yeah, we're doing
you know,
yeah.
You said before the... Before we started the segment, stand up, Winnipeg.
So stand up, Winnipeg.
We know we're standing up. Oh, yeah. Huh. Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This all right. Is great. Hey.
We got to stand up for the city. Anyways, yeah. Great segment of tunes.
Yeah, yeah.
Groovy.
Kick some stuff to this.
Sweet hoo, sweet hoo, wee.
When you want to dance, you just got to do it the way you comes to you naturally. Everybody knows that you gotta do it from the heart. And everybody knows that it really starts with moving your feet, moving your hips, moving your hands. Clap like this. Clap when you want to. Clap when you don't. Everybody
sweet,
knows
sweet,
that you gotta
sweet,
go. And I won't.
Sweet hoo hoo it.
And there you have it.
That's, yeah.
Noah the End Dog Mellow Stravage.
Wow.
Kyle K. Henny Henderson. Putting in work on 101.5.
Yeah, coming to you live.
How many watts?
Oh boy.
No one knows it. How many watts?
Oh, I used to know. It's like 124, 1,124 watts.
Thousand
a bajillion. And
a, yeah, that's yeah. Gigawatt.
It's gigawatts. Yeah.
Like, are you thinking like it's like
gigolo?
No, I'm not. Back in the future, like this thing takes how I forget the number.
10,000 gigawatts. Gigawatts.
He says gigawatts.
Maybe it could be like a futuristic term.
Yeah, I think it's a fictional.
Smigglewatts.
Wow, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, there
you
go.
That's great.
Oh, okay, I gotta play this acapella. Huh. So we were listening to some records there. We'll get into what all that was later.
Well, this is the acapella corrupt. So did we just listen to the original song already?
Yeah.
Did you have that? Okay, so this is the acapella version of it.
So this is corrupt. The streets is a mother.
The streets is a mother.
Mm-hmm. And, I'll keep the mics on while we listen to it, maybe.
Yeah. Let's do a little commentary.
A cappella. So we'd have to, like, harmonize.
I don't know if we're doing a cappella, but Corrupt will be doing a cappella. No, I ain't got nothing yet.
If it's all coming.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, rewinding is a little more difficult with records. You know, he's got to find the line of where it starts.
All right, let's try this.
Make sure you turn it up. You didn't turn it up yet.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe not. I don't know.
There we go. Oh.
This is some good stuff.
Dazz and corrupt.
Oh.
Corrupt and dazz. Nickels and pennies.
Oh.
And pounds of hash. Double up.
Dope.
Double my money. Make it boil and bubble. Get a grip. Ain't nothing funny. You can't survive. Off no conversation.
Have they started yet?
You best to get off your ass, nigga. Go flip some birds. Damn me, my cash. Nobody moves and nobody get blast. My first words and my last. I got a platoon. Mass and armor suits. First infantry of riders on a double pursuit. Parachuting jump. Hell high on the stump. With a pump, about to dump. Put it into the hunt. Streets of motherfucker. Dope game, rock game, cocaine. Tracks to soul. Big roll, ride roll. Streets up as high as they go. Gotta let them know. The gang of the show. Yeah. Now dope. Crow rolling at 64. I ain't got time for none of these bitches. So fuck off, ho. Ever heard of a gangster? Well, you must have heard of us. The gang, full of jack artists and murderers.
Automatic drag out. You left dead, nigga, with your brain out. Go back to the floor with some sort. So watch the stains out. Murder's my hobby. Kid,
you're listening to 101.5 Live.
Safari getting to pay for the robbery. Pay the cops off as I
say all that Canadian Tire.
We connect, we post it up with text. Nigga, we bury you alive with cement. That's what we meant. Now when the nine goes click, your ass wasn't shit. Get action, war tactics, get at you, get the job done. One gun, you hung. Seven bullets in your lungs. Struggle with heroin and I tear you apart. Through my veins and through my heart, that's when the drama will start. Nigga, give me what you got. Let off some more shots. Run through what you got. You got. Let off some more shots. Run through what you got. Destroy your block. Gotti Dillon. Through my veins and through my heart, that's when the drama will start. Nigga, give me what you got. Let off some more shots. Run through what you got. Destroy your block. Gotti Dillon, Jeffa ever runs your stop. When the night goes, that's when your homeboys drop.
Yo, drop that beat.
How y'all feel out there?
Oh, yeah.
Wanna see something that could make you sick? Stand in front of jet on the Gaza Strip. I used to take bumps from a car, jet in my garage. Then I get blitzed for the charge. I felt my head swaying, my eyes in the daze. Felt balance and off balance, I got drugs for days.
a room full of smog. I dipped it in my dog, then I threw her at my dog. I need another hit, hurry quick, hurry quick. My eyes taking signs and the shit's about to kick. I gasp for air, my vision disappears. I'm blinking and I'm thinking, yeah. Word, cause that's the shit I was talking. So stay the fuck away, cause I spit when I'm talking. Stupid, 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 punk. When I'm tripping,
life of the track can be stopped by accident. When you're tripping, 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 tripping. Life of the track can be stopped by accident. When you're tripping, 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 tripping. Life of the track can be stopped by accident. When you're tripping, 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 life tripping. Life of the track can be stopped by accident. When you're tripping, the wire of the moon.
Some people like Jeeva, some like Boo. I get mad lifted off a gallon of glue. Pretty soon I spin like a top in the middle of the room and this shit won't stop. Stop. What I see when I trip, the rats in the basement all start to flip. All through my building, from door to door, I swear there's a fire, so I piss on the floor. Now down the corridor was old Fat Ned, old Fat scheming Ned. On a blowjob from a crackhead. Oh, he was like,
hey, you want a piece, little man?
I was like, yo, I'm better off with my head. Oh, shit, reality returns. I need another hit, but the glue won't burn. I'm a murderous, just plain nuts, smoking sodium, pentothal, cigarette butts, and tripping.
Life of the track can be stopped by accident. When you're tripping, 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 tripping. Life of the track can be stopped by accident. When you're tripping, 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 tripping. Life of the track can be stopped by accident. When you're tripping, tripping, when you're tripping. Life of the track can be stopped by accident. When you're tripping, the wire of the moon.
Pass it, man. Pass it. Right. You don't do this like this, you know what I'm saying? That's something that niggas is kind of sick nowadays. Yeah. Yo.
Only word I'm trying.
80.
But is it your weaknesses or your strengths in invention? Because your weaknesses is your experiences. It's where you fall down. Because you don't know enough yet. You have rooted yourself enough yet. You go back for a little more. And then, eventually, you stop doing that. Because it doesn't work. And you know you're going to get the same result in the end. Okay, so for you, why perhaps another method, another tactic, another way of doing it. Another way of looking at it. And then you start to regrowth from your strength outwards towards your weaknesses. Always towards your weaknesses.
Second chance.
Kill 'em if you can.
Something. By the time you show up, I got tunnel vision. I got tunnel vision. Came in a Wonder how my self-esteem could handle the blow. Motionless, my hands fall at my side. No one challenging your fears, no pressure to make an excuse. Why can't we embrace this world this way? Always on time, always accept my story. But never face the wall when I need you. Commit no crime, commit no self-destruction. Let's end in front of you and take your hate away.
When you are inside, you're still actually outside, aren't you? Then you can say when you're outside, you're inside because you're always inside your head.
I'll see you on the outside, it will never be the same. After all that's happened, what is it that we've gained? I made mistakes before and never lived them down. After all you've done for me, I'm bound.
Don't say another word.
Just see you on the outside, but we can't both be sane.
You're speaking for yourself.
I'm bleeding on the inside. Makes you might have been, but now I know I'll never be the same. But I heard you got a new place and it's far away from here. Reality has sunk in and now confirming all my fears. Not gonna track you down, but it's too late to stop.
Back on 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This,
that,
and the third.
This record's jumping a little bit.
I hear that a little bit on there.
Anyways, you know, it's those imperfections that make this station so great.
Mm-hmm. Well, it lets the people know we're doing it for real here.
We're human beings.
We're not using no digital crap anymore here.
Except for those last couple songs.
We turned a new leaf.
On the outside.
No, cool, you were flipping records so quickly to get that No Use for a Name on. It was incredibly impressive.
Right.
I didn't, yeah.
Well, let's not lie to the people.
All right. There's a few digitals.
Thank you for those last two, Kyle.
Yeah. I mean,
No Use for a Name on the outside and some Belvedere.
Great memories of going in mosh pits when I was younger.
So you've seen Belvedere live?
I have.
They were just here.
They opened for somebody at the time, and it was at West End Cultural Center, and that's the most I can remember.
Mm.
I don't know exactly who. I went to probably over hundreds of shows at the West End Cultural Center, dozens at least.
Yeah, but that was a great...
good era.
That was my introduction to going to shows.
Same.
Yeah.
Same, yeah.
The West End.
I remember when I was 15 or 16... I snuck out of my house to go see Propagandy.
Wow.
And I was outside taking a sip of my buddy's beer, who was 18 and got me beer. And a hand comes on my shoulder and it's my dad.
Oh!
He's like, come on, buddy, we're going home.
Come on, buddy, we're going home.
That was it.
What kind of beer was it?
Oh, I don't remember. I'm sure it was some sort of Budweiser or Kokanee or some cheap MGD.
I guess you were probably causing a stink.
Well, he said, it's actually a funny story. He said, I knew you were going to the show when your buddies came to pick you up, and I've never seen you so excited to go to a movie. I was like, let's go, guys, yeah! and he's like, okay, this ain't no movie. And he knew Propaganda was...
I like to party, buddy!
Yeah, exactly. I had asked him if I could go. He said no. Then all of a sudden, I'm going to a movie that night, and I'm jacked. So he went down there and caught me, and it all comes full circle, because I was at family dinner just... 2 weeks ago, maybe a week ago.
Yeah.
And I said, Dad, look, I got tickets for me and my buddies to Propagandy coming up. And he was laughing. He's like, oh, memories. You know, because we got tickets for us three to go.
I'm excited,
our buddy,
man.
Mitch. That's going to be good.
Yeah. That's going to be solid.
Yeah.
And the Flatliners, that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Younger me would have wanted a different venue so I could dance.
Dude, I'm more than happy to
But my age now, it's... Burton Cummings has great acoustics. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it should be good. It should be good, man. I've never seen them there. I know they played there with that for that Red River Rampage or whatever.
Okay, yeah. Oh, they're going to sound great in there. Yeah, I've never seen them in there either.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Signing off, any words of wisdom, my friend?
You can always change the way you think about things by learning more.
All right.
So... Just remember that one.
Really, really on theme.
Yeah.
You know what the kids are saying these days is crashing out. Is this the end, dog? Are you crashing out internally right now?
probably. I mean,
this is the end, dog lore. The lore of end, dog.
Yeah.
The crash out lore of end, dog.
Oh yeah.
You look hot and tired.
Yeah. Well, I certainly am extremely tired.
You look just bitching hot and tired.
What time did you wake up?
I've been up since 3 in the morning.
3 a.m.
I've been up since 3 in the morning.
You're definitely not on fleek, as the kids would say.
It's...
he's burnt out, people. He's tired. The donuts took him out.
Day.
The donuts really did a number on him. He's.
Oh man, my stomach hurts. Alright, we gotta go.
If anybody wants some donuts, we got some left over.
On this!
That!
And the third!
At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selection.